With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Tonight and tomorrow, Monterey County doctors will be offering free training on how to treat someone having an opioid overdose. They'll also be giving away doses of the potentially life-saving drug Narcan. KAZU's Krista Almanzon spoke with one of the doctors behind the effort.
In just a matter of seconds, Dr. Casey Grover shows me how to administer Narcan. He starts by peeling off the protective pouch around a nasal pump filled with the drug.
So you open it up, and it looks almost like an Afrin or a nasal spray.
Grover is director of the emergency department at the Community Hospital for the Monterey Peninsula. Narcan is the antidote to an opioid overdose.
And literally, if somebody's in front of you and you suspect they might have overdosed, you just put it in their nose and you push. And so that goes into the nose, and then the mist basically gets absorbed across the nasal membranes, and you don't actually even have to have a pulse or be breathing for this to work because the soft tissue part of the nose will absorb the medicine.
Grover, along with other physicians from Montage Health and the Natividad Medical Center, will lead two community training sessions on how to recognize the signs of an opioid overdose and how to administer Narcan. Workshops are tonight in Salinas and tomorrow in Seaside. Anyone who attends will leave with two doses of Narcan, also known as naloxone. Grover says, think of having the drug on hand the way you think of a fire extinguisher.
You have a fire extinguisher in your home. You don't ever plan to use it, but good heavens, if something bad happens, you want it there. So same thing for naloxone. If you have an opioid in your home, you hope never to need to reverse an overdose, but you never know. So for example, my daughter, who's 9, is now on a calcium supplement, which is a large white pill, and I'm scheduled to have surgery next week. And if I end up going home with opioids after my surgery, and my daughter, who's very much a rule follower, just gets mixed up, her little 9-year-old body can't take an adult dose of opioids and she could overdose. So I want this in my home. The other side of the spectrum is that America has a crisis with opioid addiction. And there's really no part of our community nor the nation that is spared from opioids. I've seen people from Pebble Beach, from South County, from North County, from out of county. Everywhere in the county, opioids are a potential problem. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to promote what could save a life in a crisis.
What are you seeing in your work that makes you say, like, we need to do this?
We are still seeing overdoses, but fortunately, the burden of opioids is decreasing, largely because we've been working on reducing how much patients need opioid and how much doctors prescribe opioid. One of our local spine surgeons has now changed the way he prescribes after spine surgery and is able to use 90% less opioids. So there are kind of smarter ways doctors can do it to reduce opioids. But for us, we still continue to see overdoses. The police in our community continue to save lives. Since 2017, I think in September is when we started with law enforcement. Law enforcement has saved over 11 lives in Monterey County due to opioid overdose rescues. But, you know, it still continues to be a problem. And unfortunately, we still have an enormous drug market in particularly Salinas, in the Chinatown area, and people are still continuing to use opioids. I probably see someone addicted to heroin once or twice a week in my emergency department.
Who are you expecting to come to this event? Like, who do you want to train?
Anybody who's willing. There is, regrettably, a certain stigma against opioid use and also addiction. People will say that, you know, those people deserve to die. There's a certain tragedy there. And I'm willing to train anybody who's willing to consider saving a life of somebody who's addicted and suffering.
That's Dr. Casey Grover. He'll help lead the community Narcan training events. The first begins at 7 tonight in the Salinas Sports Complex. You can find more details on our website, kazu.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.
The Narcan training is also sponsored by Community Human Services, which is one of KAZU's many supporters. Underwriters do not affect our journalism.